Australia's corporate watchdog has warned it will aggressively pursue criminal action against white-collar criminals. ASIC Commissioner Sean Hughes said the recommendations from the Banking Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne can't be ignored, and he urged the financial sector to clean up its act now before tougher laws are brought in. The ABC's senior business correspondent is just back from the Insurance Council's annual forum in Sydney, and he joins me now. Peter, Sean Hughes had a captive audience of insurance executives this morning. It sounds as though he was taking full advantage of it.
That's right, Eleanor. Sean Hughes joined ASIC late last year to beef up the regulator's enforcement and compliance presence after observations from Kenneth Hayne that ASIC was a timid regulator more inclined to do deals. And Mr Hughes is a former head of New Zealand's Financial Markets Authority, and he was most recently Group General Counsel for the gaming giant Tabcorp, so top experience as well in the corporate world. The insurance industry is under a lot of pressure to sign on to an enforceable rather than voluntary code of conduct, one of Kenneth Hayne's recommendations, before it's legislated for them. And Sean Hughes says codes need to be more than just PR jargon and PR fluff, warning that the lessons from the Royal Commission will be ignored at the financial sector's peril.
We hope that all affected stakeholders will treat the recommendations from the Royal Commission seriously. They will recognise that this has been a game changer. I mean, the biggest pity, as I said in my speech, would be if we get through this process and in 3 years' time, nothing has changed. And as I said, if it's treated as a tick-the-box compliance exercise and let's push Hayne under the bed covers and pretend it never happened, that would be not only galling for the sector and for us as a regulator, but a huge waste of time and effort. And frankly, disappointing to the consumers that put so much effort into telling their stories. But this commission is not frightened, and if we need to take a form of regulatory action to encourage perhaps unwilling industry participants to come to the party, we will.
Some frank talking there from the ASIC Commissioner Sean Hughes. Now, Peter, he warned there about taking action. Is that likely to include putting white-collar criminals behind bars?
Well, the law is about to be toughened to allow a maximum 15-year prison sentence for white-collar criminals and fines for corporations rocketing from just $210,000 to almost $1 million or 10% of a company's turnover. ASIC wants to be a feared regulator, sending the message that unless cultural issues are addressed, such as the fees for no service scandal, financial sector executives could face real time behind bars.
Misconduct actually has to have consequences. You can jawbone as much as you like, but there are, unfortunately, I hate to say it, those who will make the wrong decision. And we have to create the real prospect that there will be significant jail and financial penalties, not just for the institution, but for the individuals involved. We would prefer that it not has to be done through the wielding of a big stick and through the prospect of those significant penalties and fines. But if that's what it takes, that's what we'll do.
So that's the ASIC Commissioner there again, Sean Hughes. Now, Peter, the Royal Commission recommendations will mean greater compliance and checks and balances for the insurance industry. Is there a risk that consumers will end up footing the bill for this?
Well, unfortunately, Sean Hughes says that's probably inevitable, that the additional compliance will flow through to consumers in the form of higher premiums. But he's urging the industry that given the treatment of some consumers we heard during the Royal Commission, that those premium rises should be moderate.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent. Thank you.